Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, 11 minutes before the top of the hour in CBS News at 6 o'clock. Our guest is Michael Sullivan, a mental health professional schooled at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. He's in private practice here in the metro. Welcome to the News Hour, Michael. Good to see you again.
Great. Thanks for having me here.
That's quite place. All right. You know, we have had the opportunity to meet each other and talk to each other during Windsor Heights Chamber events. And
yes.
You're a relatively new member of the Windsor Heights Chamber. Thank you for joining. And so I'm really interested because we talk about mental health issues quite a bit here in the News Hour because that has a tendency to affect lots of things. And of course, we don't do politics on the News Hour. We leave that to the toxic talking heads down the street. But there's been a lot of angst over closing some mental health facilities here in the state and mainstreaming people and all that other kind of stuff.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so we thought we would at least have a chat with you a little bit about what you're seeing and to talk about the business side of mental health counseling.
Sure.
So, Michael, tell us a little bit about, you've worked in other instances and other businesses, and you decided to go out here on your own and do this on your own. Why did you decide to become an entrepreneur?
Well, it was kind of pushed on to me.
Yeah?
I had moved to Des Moines a few years ago. I was working for a rural area.
Right.
And then I got a job with Mercy in their behavioral health clinic. I was enjoying it. It was a good place to work. And then they decided to close the behavioral health clinic.
Right.
That part of Mercy. So at that point, this was a little over a year ago.
I remember
had
when
to
that
do
happened.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, it was a big kind of thing. A lot of people were being served there, but
so I have to ask you, Michael, and you're a professional in this world. We see so many instances of mental health issues cropping up all over the place, but yet service availability continues to shrink. What's going on?
You know, the easy answer is the funding's not there. Mental health is not as exciting as some other areas of healthcare.
Really?
And it's not quite as a moneymaker either. It always stays kind of right about even.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of profit to be made in it.
Well, is that because reimbursement rates are so low, or is that because insurance companies don't pay, or what's going on?
Usually it's the reimbursement rates are a little low.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about reimbursement rates, are we talking about Medicare, Medicaid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywhere from Medicare, Medicaid up to Blue Cross, Aetna,
oh, sure. Okay,
anything.
Private insurance.
I think right now I have 16 different payers I've had for insurance companies.
That's got to be crazy.
And each one has their own contract and their own reimbursement rate and rules, so keeping it straight is a little bit tricky as well.
I have a good friend who's a pulmonologist up in Mason City. And he says, you know, my business as being a pulmonologist, helping people breathe better, you know, and live, would be so much less complicated if I didn't have to deal with insurance companies every single day and argue with them. I'm the doctor. I know what treatment needs to be done. Those folks over there are more interested in the bottom line relative to the treatment of the individual. Your experience?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I can't disagree with that at all. We'll say some are better than others.
I'm sure. All depends.
But it can get really frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, just people not only not having insurance, but sometimes they can't make their copay.
Mm.
And then what do you do?
Sure. And we've seen, as a matter of fact, it's just interesting that we should be talking about this today, because just today I learned that there is going to be a seminar, a two-day seminar in Ankeny coming up next month. The Iowa NAACP is putting this together. This is relative to justice reform and all kinds of things with regard to sentencing that's going on here. And one of the things that I hear people talk about, and perhaps this is in your area of expertise, is that the state or the cities or the counties, because they've moved away from delivering mental health care, our penal institutions have become the dumping points. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it's kind of a sad situation, and honestly, I'm a little more concerned with them closing some of the mental health institutes that we're going to see actually more of that now. They just closed a few weeks ago,
right.
So there hasn't been a lot of time to see what's going to come of that. But it's on our radar. Everyone in the field I've talked to is concerned what's going to happen. The services aren't there, and sometimes jail is what happens.
Yeah. Michael Sullivan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a practitioner here in the Des Moines Metro in psychology. Tell us, Michael, what are you seeing the most of in your practice when you're dealing with folks?
Well, we're all pretty a generalist.
Right.
But what I focus a lot on is treatment of trauma.
Trauma?
Yes. So people who have gone through any type of trauma, and the definition is actually quite large for us, kind of threat or attack on their person or seeing it from someone else, even being witness to it.
Many of the times we're used to talking about PTSD, post-traumatic mm-hmm. stress disorder, and that's in the military ranks. But PTSD can be cross-cultural as well outside of the military, correct?
Absolutely. I don't see a lot of military veterans. A lot of them go to the VA, which uh-huh. has a fairly good system for that.
Right.
What I end up seeing is a lot of victims of abuse.
Oh, my God.
So people who were abused as children or even as adults by their spouse or some other person. And then every now and then you see people, they were in car accidents or house fires or any number of crimes they were victim of.
And I hate to ask this question, but I've got to because I'm not privy to these things. Is there a cure ratio? Is there a way that you can take someone who's, for lack of a better word, broken in some aspect of their mental health and get them to full functioning?
Yes. And it depends a little bit on the diagnosis from what they're going they're going through. Something like schizophrenia is going to be a little more organically based, long-term kind of a chronic illness. But with trauma is not something you're born with. It's not a change mm-hmm. in the brain. It's something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the treatments we use out there, the ones I use, the ones other people use, actually have a pretty good success rate. It's difficult treatment. It's hard work for the patient. But when you go through the whole treatment, the payoff's pretty good.
What could you give us a couple of instances or a couple of symptoms, if you will, of someone that maybe, because we're not diagnosing here, maybe suffering from some sort of PTSD? What are some of the things that exhibit or present themselves?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of physical aspects of it. So any of us that have been in a little fender bender,
uh-huh.
our heart's racing, sure. we're a little sweaty, our knees are a little shaky. Someone with PTSD might feel that way all the time
really?
Or most of the day. Yeah. They're also going to have flashbacks, which a lot of people are fairly familiar with, where they're back in the moment of the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have nightmares fairly frequently.
And all that could be.
Could be.
Significant
yes.
to the issue. When people come to you, Michael, or do they come on their own? Are they suggested? Are they referred? How does that work?
It's a mix.
Yeah.
Some people seek me out. They know they want someone to talk to, or they need some help with feeling a little better, a little less down. Some people are referred by their family doctor, by their psychiatrist,
sure.
By their spiritual leader, or family and friends.
You know, one of the things that we're closely and intimately involved with, just through lots of friends and lots of acquaintances, is the process that's going on over Broadlawns. They are attempting to raise millions and millions of dollars for a new mental health facility because the wait time to get in to see somebody is so drastically long.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, 128 days, they were telling me.
Yeah. That's definitely true, especially for psychiatrists
and
inpatient. It can take so long, and so much can happen when you're already in crisis. To wait another 3 or 4 months is almost unbearable in some cases for people.
I cannot imagine. Your business is in what town?
It's in Windsor Heights.
In Windsor Heights, all right.
Yep.
So how do folks get a hold of you?
Well, there's different ways. I have a website, SullivanCounselingDSM.com. On there you can find my email address, my phone. That's usually the best way.
Sure.
Being as it's just a small private practice, just me, I'm kind of the receptionist, I'm IT, I'm the counselor, I'm, you know, just about every role
guy.
You can think of. Yeah.
You installed Windows 10 today.
I did. That was the big point of my day, right?
Congratulations. I've yet to do that. We'll have to see if we can't get that. It is interesting from a business standpoint that Microsoft is giving that away rather than selling it.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
It's a branding issue that they've had to deal with, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure. Michael Sullivan, thank you so much for coming in. Sullivan Consulting.
Thank you for having me.
All
this
right.
was great.
Thank you so much. Michael Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, you can find him online. And our thanks also to Tony Lemo, who was in the first half hour talking about the changes that we'll be seeing in the next couple of months over at Cafe de Scala. If you haven't been there, you might want to get there soon before the first of the year. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be everybody that's here. We've got Mary Sayer and Jimmy Olson and Tyler Hackenmiller, and the list goes on and on. Mark McDowell is our program director, and the music that you hear is from James Goodlett. For all of those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.